الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آذاهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين صدق الله العظيم please recite one salawat اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد we are continuing tafsir of surah ali imran and the verse I recited was verse number 127 and the translation goes like that he might cut off a part of the disbelievers or abase them so that they turn back disappointedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in this verse about how Allah dealt with kuffar in the battle of Badr, that they attacked Prophet and by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they killed 70 of them and many of them were imprisoned. So Allah ta'ala is saying in this verse that he might cut off a part of disbelievers, cut them off or abase them, means give them defeat so that they may turn disappointedly. For yanqalibu khaibin, what is the meaning of khaib means? Khaib means if somebody who has hope in beginning and then they become disheartened. There are two different words in Arabic, yas and khaib. Yas is one who is always disappointed and khaib is the one who was initially very hopeful, then he becomes disappointed. And Allah showed this in the battle of Badr, this, that they attacked, 1,000 came against 313, and Allah destroyed 70 of them and got imprisoned, and Allah turned them back disappointedly. And in the next verse, Allah says, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ Now Allah says the affair is no concern at all of yours. Means he's talking to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The affair, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ The affair is no concern at all of yours, O Prophet. Whether he turns towards them mercifully or punishes them. For verily they are unjust. So, in this verse, Allah is saying that any affair of the battlefield, whether they get success or they get defeated, the believers, it's all up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Prophet should not get credit for the victory, or Prophet should not be blamed for any kind of defeat. Everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is showing His sovereignty. Allah is showing so that believers should not blame Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they get any defeat, or they should not praise Prophet ﷺ because they got victories. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa laka min al-amri shay'un. Aw yatubu alayhim aw yu'adhibuhum fa innahum zalimun. It's everything is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the issue is aw yatubu alayhim aw yu'adhibuhum. Now either Allah forgive them or give them punishment. So who he's talking about? He's talking about the two groups. One group is the one who were the kuffar who attacked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is even saying Allah might even forgive them. Or who else? The one who in Uhud left Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and went under the mountain and did not turn back to help Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is saying about them too that if Allah wish, he can also forgive them. Allah is so forgiving. Aw yu'adhibuhum, or Allah will punish them. Fa innahum zalimun, because Allah has all right to punish them because fa innahum zalimun, they are the unjust ones. Because Allah doesn't does zulm to anybody, but people do for themselves. Allah is the kindest and just in the universe. Now Allah explains further. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. Allah explains further, and to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. He will forgive whom He wills and will punish whom He wills, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. So everything is for the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To whom He wants to forgive, He will forgive. To whom He wants to punish, He will punish. Everything belongs to Him. The victory comes from Allah. The defeat comes from Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, 9 verses which we are going to recite from now, like 130 onwards. These are the verses between the verses of Battle of Uhud. They are not directly related to Uhud, but they are indirectly related to Uhud. To prepare the mass, to prepare the believers spiritually and train them to get better than what they did in Uhud. So Allah is preparing them. So the preparation is very gradual, and we'll see in these 9 verses how Allah prepared believers gradually. Quran is itself is a teacher for the believers. Quran teaches you in the steps. First, Quran talks about simple things. Do this, don't do this. The simple things, and no, I'm talking mizan. That's what the Allama said. Do this, don't do this. And if you do wrong, Allah admonish you that you did wrong. This, why did you do this wrong? Allah tell that. Like he said in Battle of Uhud, we see that. Or when you do good, Allah goes and appreciate that. So Allah teaches you in a step to give you success in your life. This is Quran is a teacher. That's why you have to read Quran regularly, because he's a teacher. So now Allah is talking about how to build yourself, and he starts with Ya ahlulazina amnu la taqulu. يا لزنا عنه لا تقولوا ربا أضعافا ومزافة بل تقول الله لعلكم تفلحون. Oh you who have faith, do not devour usury, doubling it over and over again, and be in the fear of Allah that you may be prosperous. Now Allah is talking, he starts from the beginning, that do not eat the interest, usury, and double it and quadruple and multiply it, and be fear of Allah so that you can be prosperous. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you get prosperous. You get success. This is the one of the easiest verse for the usury, because this is the beginning of usury, the verse which came just to Allah saying not to eat double and quadruple and multiple times. But when you read the verses of Surah Baqarah, then you see that Allah becomes very hard on usury, and Allah says at one point that one who takes usury is waging war against Allah and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah is giving them steps how to train believers not to have usury, because لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ, so that you can get prosperous. So how you become prosperous by not taking usury? Because it looks apparently that the one who takes interest becomes rich, means he's taking money, and the one who borrowed becomes poor and poor. But in reality, is other way around. And why is other way around? The one who takes usury gets always, his mind is always on money. He's not thinking about anything else but money. He's always worried about his money. He wants to make it more. He's miserable. He's a miserable. People hate him. Nobody likes him in the society. He's not happy. He's always in a bad mood, you know. And there's no respect for him. And in hereafter, he has a punishment for the hellfire. That's the real loss for him. And he doesn't see that. So Allah says that وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So fear Allah so that you can be prosperous by not eating usury. Please recite one salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين. Allah says further, and be in the fear of the fire which has been prepared for the disbelievers. Allah saying this verse came after prohibition of usury. Why? Because the one who does the usury, the usurer becomes himself is a non-believer, and he shares the fire from the hellfire because of his usury. So the one who takes usury is a non-believer. is explained by Mizan. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. Wa ati Allahu Rasulu la'allakum turhamun. And obey Allah and the Messenger that you may be shown mercy. Now Allah is saying, follow me and follow the Prophet so that la'allakum turhamun, so that you might get mercy from me. That means Allah is saying that you should stop doing usury so that you are away from the fire and you go into my mercy. And another point is here is Atiullah Rasul also is far, because believer disobeyed Prophet in the Battle of Uhud. So Allah is training them again by saying Atiullah Rasul la'allakum turhamun, so that you follow Allah and Prophet so that you may be shown mercy. This is the training from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah, a few verses now we'll be seeing more in detail how Allah is promoting taqwa. Verses 133, وَسَعَرْيُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْعَرْضُ اُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten towards forgiveness from your Lord and a garden whose width is the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious ones. See, Allah is giving stimulation to believers. Vasaryu means rush. Vasaryu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa jannatin arzu samawatul ardh, and towards the heaven whose width is the width of heaven and the earth. Means the width of paradise is the width of heaven and earth. Allah is saying, prepared for the pious one. U'iddat lil muttaqeen, prepared for the pious one. So the explanation is there that nobody will enter the paradise unless he has been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is asking all believers to rush towards Allah's forgiveness and also for the paradise whose size is the size of the heavens and earth. Somebody asked Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the paradise is the size of the universe, then where will be the hell? Prophet said, Subhanallah, when the day comes, where does the night go? Prophet is explaining that in this material world, when there's a day, where the night goes. So if Allah omnipotent can have a day and then night is on the side, Allah can do anything what he wants to do it. So this is the material world, which is hard for us to understand the hereafter world, which is beyond our comprehension, the hereafter world. Hereafter world is more of different variety and different kind, which is beyond our comprehension. In this material world, and one place we have day and the same time we have night somewhere else. Same way Prophet explained that we see the paradise which can take care of the whole universe. Allah omnipotent can have hellfire at the same time. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajil farjam. Now Allah talks about the quality of the believers who will be going to paradise. Allazina yunfiquna fis-sarai wa darai wal kazimina al-ghayz wa afina 'anil nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Those who spend in ease and adversity and who restrain anger and the pardon man, and Allah loves the doers of good. Now Allah is explaining who are these pious ones who will go to paradise. Allazina yunfiquna fi sarai wa darai wal kazimil ghayz wa afina 'anil nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah is saying the one who spend in ease and adversity and who restrain their anger and pardon man. Wa'afina anin nas means pardon the man. And Allah loves the doers of good. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. So it is the Allah is building believers' characteristics, that how you are to be, what kind of character you have, that you have to spend in ease and difficulty. In both situations, you have to spend for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wal kazimin al ghayz, and who restrain the anger. If somebody upset them, they restrain their anger. Wa afina anin nas, and they forgive people. They forgive people. Not only they restrain the anger, but you have to go one step ahead of that. That really afin aninas means to pardon the people. Pardon the people. And not only up to that, Wallahi yuhibbul muhsinin, there is one more characteristic Allah is asking believers to develop, that Allah loves the doers of good. So Allah is saying not only do this, but do other goods too. Wallahi yuhibbul muhsinin. To develop the characteristics, and these verses, who can show these verses better than Ahlul Bayt for our lives? There's a famous story about our fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, that one of the slave girl was bringing a jug of water for his wudu, and by accident she dropped the jug on Mullah's face, and his face got bruised. And when he looked at her, she said, "Wal kazimin al ghayze." When she said that, and those who restrain anger, he said, "I have restrained my anger." And then she said again, "Wa'afina anin nas," and forgive man. He said, "Allah has forgiven you." Then she said, "And wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin," and Allah loves doers of good. Imam said, "Go, you are free." Now we can see from this story that how the slave girl of Imam was well versed in Quran and Hakim because of his great teachings. And Imam showed her his high excellent behavior by his action for us to get the lesson. Brothers and sisters, these verses are not only for Aimmat-e-Tahirin, but we have to follow them to go to the paradise. You know, it will Allah gives chance to everybody. You know, He gives chance to believers. Many times it will happen that people will upset us. And when that happens, we should think about this verse, that Allah is giving me chance to act on this verse, and I restrain my anger and I forgive him and do good. Inshallah, Allah will give us more tawfiqat. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now the verse goes more in detail about what else they do. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Now this is a detailed verse. We'll inshallah go slowly. And those who, when they commit an indecency or do injustice to their selves, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives the sins except Allah. And they do not knowingly persist in what they have committed. Now I'll inshallah explain this verse slowly in different steps. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَعَيْشَةً. Now Allah is saying, the one who do indecent act. Now the Tafsir Mizan says, what is the meaning of indecent act? Fahishatan. So they say, Mizan said, it means to do fornication. This verse came for fornication. Well, is a follow fashion means fornication. It's for that. Our Zalim one for so whom? Means, and they commit, and they do injustice to their self. Now Mizan said, that means these are the other sins besides fornication, comes to this part of it. Zalmu anfusuhum. That's one of the explanations of Mizan. Another explanation of Mizan is that no, all greater sins come to, well, is a fa'alu fahishatan, comes the greater sins, and other minor sins comes of zalmu anfusuhum. That's one of their explanation. So, وَلِذَا فَعَلُوا فَحَيْشَةً أَوْ ظَلْمًا فَسُمْ ذَكُرُوا اللَّهِ. Now Allah is saying what? ذَكُرُوا اللَّهِ. When it happens, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our mistake, that when we do sin, many times we don't remember Allah, we get so much disheartened and hopeless that we think that we are no good and we should not even remember Allah, we become the companion of shaitan. Allah says, don't do that. ذَكُرُوا اللَّهِ. When we do mistake, we will do mistake. We are not masoom. We are not perfect. We are full of defects. So when the sin happens, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakurullah. فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. Why they do zikr Allah? Remember Allah to seek forgiveness of their sins. Allah says, always seek forgiveness of sins. Allah is describing believers' characteristics. Well, is it the believer who will be sinning? Right? Allah is describing believers. We will sin. But Allah is saying, Zakurullah fastaghfir li dhunubi. Now Allah says such a beautiful word. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Now this is the word. This is the part of the verse we should read all the time and cry. This is the verse for the lovers of Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Lovers of Allah love this part of it. And the meaning is, and who forgives the sins except Allah? Who forgives sins except Allah? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That's why we do sajda to Him. That's why we prostrate to Him. Because وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not knowingly persist in what they have committed. Means then when they sin, they don't keep persisting sinning at it. They don't keep persisting sinning. That's the one of the characteristics Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing of the believers. So now I'll read verse one more time. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. These are the characteristics Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing. It's such a beautiful verse. And those who, when they commit indecency or do injustice to their self, remember Allah and seek forgiveness of their sins. And who forgives the sins except Allah? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. We should cry when we read this. And they do not knowingly persist on what they have committed. This verse is a heartbreaking verse for believers. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, persistence is that a sinner commits a sin and does not ask Allah for forgiveness, nor does he make up his mind to repent, so that he is persistent. So that is his persistent. This is the persistence. Now there is a narration from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said that Iblis said, O Lord, by thy honor I shall not cease leading children of Adam astray as long as their souls shall remain within their bodies. See how defined he is. He said, my Lord, by your honor, I will not stop destroying children of Adam till their souls are in their body. See how Shaitan is our enemy. So Prophet said, Allah said, by my honor, I shall go on forgiving them as long as they ask me for the forgiveness. Subhanallah, how forgiving Allah we have. That Allah says, by my honor, I'll keep forgiving the children of Adam as long as they keep asking for forgiveness. See, that is the important thing, that Zakurullah fastaghfir lidhunubi is the key part. Our problem is the Shaitan whispers and we become hopeless from Allah, and we even don't remember Allah, and we just don't even ask astaghfar. This is the thing. That's the Shaitan. We should always remember Allah. And when we remember Allah, inshallah, we'll not sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There is no small sin with persistence. There is no gunah sagira with persistence. It becomes kabira. And there is no big sin after seeking forgiveness. Subhanallah. So persistence is the worst thing, and seeking forgiveness is key for all kind of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a story about this verse also, that there was a person named Behlul. He was a grave digger at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, and he used to dig the grave to steal shroud. So one time he went to the grave, and that was a and he stole a shroud from a young girl who was from Ansar, and when he took out the shroud and when he saw her, then Shaitan asked him to commit fornication, and he did that. And after he did that with that body, then he felt ashamed, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I did that. And then Prophet got upset, and he turned his head Prophet turned his face from him. And people in Medina also stopped talking to him. So he became disheartened, and he went to the mountains of Medina, and he was roaming there for a long time for asking for Allah's forgiveness, and Allah forgave him. See how kind Allah is. That's Allah's kindness. It's unbelievable, you know, Allah's kindness. And we do sins and we just don't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we think that Allah has expelled us from His rahmah. We should never be like that. You know that that was a great sin, but Allah forgave him too. Allah will forgive us too. We should never leave the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the key. And this is this very heart-touching story that Prophet even turned his face, but Allah accepted him. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgive our sins. When this verse was revealed, according to our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salam wa ala Muhammad, Iblis got very disturbed. And Iblis came to one of the mountain of Makkah and called his called his people, who's his army, and he asked what to do with this. And they said, we'll do this and that. And he was not satisfied. Then one of his companion of Iblis said, what I'm going to do that I'll tempt them to do sin, and when they sin, what I'll make them to make oblivious of asking for forgiveness. I'll ask them not to ask, make them not to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make them oblivious. When Iblis heard that, this is going to work, and do this job till the judgment day. And that's what is happening, that we do a lot of sins and we become so used to of those sins that, and we think that we will never change, and we really stop asking Allah's forgiveness for those sins because we think that we become hopeless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That like keep doing backbiting after backbiting and all that, and we think that now there is no hope, and we don't ask forgiveness from Allah, and we don't ask forgiveness from against whom we are backbiting, because we become hopeless. This is the trick of Iblis. We have to be careful about that. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah says, what is the reward of these people? Ulaika jazahum maghfiratun min rabbihim wa jannatun tajri min tahti al-anhar khalidina fiha. Wa ni'ma ajrul amilin. As for these, their reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers flow. Therein they will abide forever. How blissful will be the reward workers be. See, we started the verse, Allah started the verse, وَسَارِي إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ رَبِّكُمُ جَنَّاتٍ أَرْزُو. Who started from rush for Allah's forgiveness and the garden. Now Allah is saying, as for these, their reward is forgiveness, مَغْفِرَةً. Forgiveness from their Lord and the gardens. Subhanallah. So Allah described all these great characteristics of the believers, who will go to His forgiveness and the gardens forever. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come under these verses and fulfill the condition of going to paradise, inshallah. And the key is to be not to be disappointed with Allah's blessings and forgiveness. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنُنًا فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Indeed, there have been institutions before you. Therefore, travel in the earth and see what has been the end of the rejectors. See, there are two kinds of groups of people in today's world. You know, like kuffar, they go and see these pyramids and these great things, and they just love them as a idol worshipping, because they think those are splendid things. But the believer sees in a different way. Believer sees when he sees all these pharaoh's palaces and all Namrus and who have gone before, they see that they have been gone from this world. They don't even have their bones left. You cannot hear their voices. They are gone from this universe. They are gone from this world. So that Allah is showing that they have been gone and they have become dust. And get the lesson from that and see what Allah did to these reject us. Nobody is there to even, you cannot even hear the whispers. So, believer sees these things with different eyes, then the non-believer who sees this is a big thing. Haza bayanu lil nasi wa hudam wa mu'izatun lil muttaqin. Now Allah says, this is the last verse we are reciting, this is the explanation for mankind and a guidance and admonition for the pious ones. Allah divided Quran into parts. Haza bayan lil nas. This Quran is just a bayan, a explanation for the human being. Means when the human being listens to this Quran, it's just a bayan, it's an explanation. They don't get anything more than that. Vahudama mawizatun lil to lil muttaqin. And for the muttaqi, for the parhezgar, for the pious one, it is a guidance and an admonition for the pious ones. We should not be, we pray to Allah Sadana that Quran doesn't stay just a bayan for us. We pray to Allah Sadana that Quran becomes hudam wa mu'izatun lil muttaqin. Quran becomes for us a guidance and admonition. And that's what happened on the day of Ashura. What happened on the day of Ashura? We have Quran, Natiq, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and he is giving, he's calling kuffar to come towards Islam. Those are who are the enemy of Allah and Prophet. They came to fight Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and he's calling them, and it became just a bayan for them. They did not hear him more than that. And Imam said the reason they did not hear him more than that, they did not have any guidance because in their daily there was haram. But there was one person whose name was Hur. When Imam called, Hur was the one who got the guidance. Who got the guidance? All night he was pacing around. He did not sleep on the Ashura night. And people asked, Hur, what happened? Are you scared of the war? He said, no, I am seeing myself between heaven and hell. And the reason you see Hur becoming free because of Imam's behavior. Wal kazmin al-ghayz wa afin an-nas. He saw that in Imam because it was Hur who came with 1,000 soldiers and he tried to stop Imam going in his way and he took him towards Karbala and that was his behavior. And when his army was thirsty, Imam came. Afin an-nas. Wallahi yubbil muhsinin. What Imam did, Imam Hussein, he forgave him. He gave water to not only to his army, but also to the horses. And Hur saw that behavior, and that behavior changed him. And that was the behavior of Hur, which made him change and give him the guidance. So Hur, on night before, was towards hellfire, turned toward Jannat. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Imam Zama come, we become, when his kalam comes, it should not be bayanun nas for us, but we get hudam, we get hidayah when Imam comes, and we become like Hur to leave this world and go to Imam sallallahu alaihi wasallam.